Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. There's always a lot of excitement when MSU's Wharton Center announces its schedule for the coming season. And today, the slate of shows for 2015-16 is being released. Scott Pold is here with more. Scott, what tops the schedule for next year at Wharton then?
Well, Mark, the Broadway schedule always leads the way at Wharton, and the shows coming include some that are new to town, one major program that will be here before heading to Broadway, and the return of the Book of Mormon.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
Hello, my name is Elder Grant.
Is nine Broadway shows a bigger number than usual on this schedule?
It is, Scott. It's probably one of the biggest seasons we've done. With nine different titles. Sometimes we'll do six titles, but 9 weeks. But this year we've chosen nine titles, and we're looking at this season as the biggest Broadway bonanza that we've ever had here at the Wharton Center.
Does that mean roughly the same number of dates, though, spread out over nine shows, or are there more nights with Broadway programming?
It's probably comparable if we've had a long Lion King run, but nine titles is a different challenge for the marketing staff and ticketing staff. So it is being looked at as one of the biggest Broadway seasons. The Wharton Center has had in its 30-some years. And the interesting thing to notice, it's more driven by our audience and producers in New York than by us sitting here internalizing, saying, oh, I think we should do nine shows. It just so happens that these nine productions were available to us. Some of the producers wanted to be on our season, and some of them we thought we just had to have to make the season as rounded out and as oriented to our demographics as we really need.
Would you say the splashiest part of the announcement this time is the return of the Book of Mormon? It's on the front page of your media release, after all.
Well, that could be taken that way. I'm sure the Book of Mormon people would like that. I think opening our season with Cinderella gives it kind of a magic year feeling, and we've got a lot of new artists, big artists that we've been trying to get here for years that finally were available to us in the right routing period. And we have a collection of Broadway shows that really represent who our community really is. It's got family shows, individual type shows. We can assault everybody with the Book of Mormon again. And we're going to get through a lot of people's history with Jersey Boys and Motown. Motown really representing Michigan. It's a real Michigan a production with all the great music that Detroit's produced, not only jazz, but the Motown. So we're pretty happy. And then one of the most beautiful Broadway shows ever created is Bridges of Madison County. It's almost a gorgeous opera. But it did go on Broadway, produced by Broadway producers. So we're very happy to have that on our season, too. And then, as we thought we had eight shows, wow, this is a really big season. The Rodgers and Hammerstein Estate and Ken Gentry, the producer of The Sound of Music, asked us if we'd want to host that on a pre-Broadway tour. It's opening up at the Music Center, the Amundsen Theater in Los Angeles this fall, running through their eight-week subscription, and it's slowly moving its way to the East Coast. And so we thought, well, that's the hottest title of the Rodgers and Hammerstein collection. It's their A title, and so we said yes. So that's how we ended up with nine. It was not a plan that we started with.
That's interesting, because so much of the time the shows, when they come to Wharton Center, it's after they've been on Broadway. And once in a while you hear about a show that is playing in, say, Boston or a couple other cities before it gets to Broadway. This is a case where we're seeing it at the Wharton Center before it arrives on Broadway.
That's correct. And you're right, that doesn't happen that much anymore. Chicago has done a few of them with their the Niederlander presentation, presenting machinery in Chicago has been very good. They've done Wicked, Kinky Boots, a lot of shows moving out. They tested them in Chicago and then moved them to New York. But a lot of times they just start in New York. They test them in very small resident theater companies, and then they produce them larger for the New York City. This is one of those tours where they didn't have a theater big enough. This is a huge show. This is a very expensive, very big show. It's going to be the definitive Sound of Music production, celebrating 50 years of the Sound of Music.
A big Broadway star who is on the Wharton Center schedule coming in October is Kristen Chenoweth.
That's right, Scott. Actually, we've been trying for 6 to 7 years to get three major stars at the Wharton Center, and we finally succeeded this year, and she is definitely one of them. Right after her new PBS special was filmed and a new album released, she's going on a national tour, and we got on that tour right away last year when we were in New York.
Popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper ploys when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and flounce. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix that hair. Everything that really counts to be popular.
The other two artists that we've been trying for a long time to get here are also going to make their premiere performance here. Long Long, the great classical pianist, will be opening our season actually with a recital in September. And Bobby McFerrin, who we've been trying for years to get here to do his concert, he's going to focus on Michigan artists and draw some up from the audience, and we'll invite some to be on the stage with him, but it's going to be a very fun night. This is an extraordinary talent.
We're previewing the 2015-2016 Wharton Center schedule with Executive Director Michael Brand. Dance is always a big part of the Wharton schedule. Maybe not a lot of dates, but really important dance programs come through the Wharton Center. Tell me about the dance schedule for this coming season.
Well, we've spent quite a few months working on getting on the Twyla Tharp dance tour. It's another celebratory year for her. I think it's 50 years of her dance company's creation. She's reorganized her company, and they're doing a number of her top choreographed works on a small U.S. tour. And we got squeezed in between two major cities just at the right time. So we're going to be hosting the anniversary tour of Twyla Tharp dance, which is very exciting. And then we've been looking at the Complexions Contemporary Dance Company for a number of years, and so we finally got a time that's going to work into the celebratory weekend of the Martin Luther King festivities here on campus and in our greater Lansing community. And then just out of the blue came an opportunity to bring A Night of Tap with Savion Glover, who's a major dance star, going back out on the road with the jazz drummer Jack DeJohnette. So that's going to be a great night with these two artists and their friends. So all in all, it's going to make a very nice rounded out dance series for our trading area here.
Hugh Masekela on your jazz schedule this season.
That's going to be a great intimate evening with both Hugh Masekela and Larry Willis. The concert's called Friends, and they're just going to be talking about their careers, jazz music, and a lot of the big political movements that they lived through in their lives. So it's going to be kind of a living room feeling, and you're going to hear some good music, some great stories that probably you never heard of from their perspective. So that's going to be a wonderful evening.
The theater schedule, it's been out for a while now that you're bringing Ernie, the play, here in August. It was written by Mitch Albom about the beloved Detroit Tigers baseball announcer Ernie Harwell. That's here in August.
That's right. We have that, and it's fitting in August with a sit here for a week, and then we're going to unload it and take it up to the Traverse City Opera House. And both of those productions are on sale already, and they're doing very well. And it's kind of a ties here into Michigan State because the set design was done by the chairman of MSU's theater department, Kurt Domer. So we've been kind of part of our connections with the MSU College of Arts and Letters.
Michael Brand is the executive director of the Wharton Center, and the Worldview Lecture Series for next season, the one that immediately leaps to my attention, is the return to Michigan State University of Dr. Clifton Wharton Jr., the namesake of this facility, of course. I understand there's a book coming out later this year about or by Dr. Wharton, so he's on the Worldview Lecture Series schedule.
That's right, Scott. Actually, MSU Press is publishing his book, and he was going to come to the campus and do a press announcement and book signing activities, and we talked him into a participation on the Worldview series, and he agreed if somebody would interview him. So none other than the current president of Michigan State University, Dr. Luana K. Simon, will be interviewing him on his new book, and it's very exciting to have him here.
That's November 2nd. Your world music and dance programs are highlighted, in my mind anyway, by the Chieftains coming in March of 2016. That's right in the vicinity of St. Patrick's Day. That's appropriate.
That's right. Actually, it's another one of these anniversary tours of that organization, and seems like everybody's going to at the 50-year mark this coming season. But what kind of predicated getting back into a bigger world music series is Michigan State as a whole university is celebrating a year of China this year. And so our part of the celebratory events are bringing in the great Chinese pianist Lang Lang. And then, of course, we now have the National Circus and Acrobats of China put together by their Minister of Culture and on a small U.S. tour again. And the Chieftains fit into that. And Sakar Hussain, who hasn't been here in a long time, is really a favorite of the Indian community. So we're going to be marketing that through all of southern Michigan. It's one of his first appearances here over the past few years.
And the Act One Family Series, it's part of the Wharton schedule every year with a focus on programming for children. What's on that schedule this year?
Well, we have another season that reflects a lot of the books that children read as family units. And this series is a very important part of Wharton Center's connection to the community. We really want to engage young families and very young people, early in their lives to come and see things that they hear and read in their youth to see them on the stages. And we hear so many people come back in our shows on Broadway and dance companies, and they tell people, well, I got my fire in the belly to be an actor or a dancer from going to Act One with my family. And I think it's an important part of what we do for our community to give that accessibility at a very young age.
And the Act One Family Series this year includes titles that parents of small children will recognize, like The Stinky Cheese Man, The Monster Who Ate My Peas, Peter Rabbit Tales, and Skippy John Jones, Snow What. So lots of fun for the family.
That's right. If somebody saw you holding that book, they'd assume there's a child somewhere around.
Michael Brand is Executive Director of the Wharton Center. Looks like an exciting schedule for 2015-16. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.